Shalom to all, and you are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha. And today we're going to be learning the third Aliyah in Parshas Vayetze. That's Perichav Tes Pasuk Yirches. And we just learned that Lavan asked Yaakov what he wants his wages to be. So Vayev Yaakov is Rachel. Yaakov loved Rachel. Vayomer and he said, Avodcha Shev Hashanim, I'm going to work for you for 7 years. Berachel Bitcha Aktana, for Rachel, your daughter, the younger one. Let's see Rashi for your Pasuk Yirches. Avodcha Shev Hashanim. Him Yom Machadim Shamar Lo Imo Vyashafte Imo Yom Machadim. This is the few days that his mother was referring to when she said you should be with him for just a few days. Vateda Shekanu, and you should know that was so, that it felt like only a few days. Sharei Ksivit says, Vayu Be'enav Kiyam Machadim, it just felt like a few days working these 7 years. Barachel Bitchaktano, Rashi asks, Kalsiman Malal Lama, why is it that he had to be so specific? Rachel, your daughter, the younger one, just say, I want to marry Rachel. The answer is, Lafisha Hayadea Baishu Rama, he knew he was just a trickster. Amar La Yaakov told him, Evadcha Barachel, I'm going to work for you for Rachel. Veshema Taimra, perhaps you're going to say, oh, Rachel, Cheres Minashuk, you're referring to a different Rachel, a random Rachel from the marketplace. Tam Balaimer, that's why he says, Bitcha, Rachel, your daughter. Veshema Taimra, perhaps you're going to say, Achlef Leah Shma Vekra Shma Rachel, I'm going to switch her name with Leah, and I'm going to call Leah's name Rachel. Tam Balaimer, that's why he says, Haktana, the younger one. And Vafal Pike, and even though he was so specific, Loi Hayel, it didn't help Sharei Rimo, because he ended up tricking him anyway. So back to Chumash Pasuk Yotes. Vayomer Lavan, Lavan said, Toiv Titi Yisal, Lach Mi Titi Yisal, Le'ish Acher, Sheva Imadi, it's better for me to give her to you than to give her to someone else. You can dwell with me. Vayavad Yaakov Rachel Sheva Shanim, Yaakov worked for Rachel for 7 years. Vayu Be'en of Kiyam Machadim, Bavasi Yisal, and it seemed just like a few days in his eyes because of his love for her. Vayomer Yaakov El Lavan, and Yaakov said to Lavan, Haves Ishti, bring me my wife, Kimalu Yamai, because my days now are full, Vavayala, and I shall be with her. Let's see Rashi over your Pasuk of Aleph, Malu Yamai, Sha'amrili Imi, that's what my mother had told me, I should be with you only for a few days. Va'id, and furthermore, Malu Yamai, Sha'ariyani ben Peidal Chan, I'm 84 years old, Vemasai Amin Yud Beis Shvatim, and when am I going to be able to have the 12 Shvatim that I'm supposed to have? Vazav Shanemer, that's why he says, Va'avayala, I should be with her. Va'ali Kal Shabakalam, Eno Amerikain, even the lowest of the low doesn't speak like that. El Hailu Teladus Amarkach, the reason why he said that is because he wanted to have children. Back to Chumash Pasuk of Beis, Vayasev Lavan is Kol Anshei Amaka and Vayas Mishta. So Lavan gathered all the people of the place and he made a feast. Vahibah Erev, it was in the evening. Vayikach Leah Bitoi, he took Leah his daughter, Vayavei Yisai Lav, and he brought her to him, Vayavei Elai, and he came to her. Vayitain Lavan La, and Lavan gave her as Zilpah Shifchasai, Zilpah his maidservant, Leah Bitoi Shifcha, to Leah his daughter as a maidservant. Vahivah Baikar, and it was in the morning, Vahine he Leah, and behold, she's Leah. Vayomer Lavan, he said to Lavan, Mazai Sasisoli, what did you do to me? Halei Barachel Abati Imach, I worked for you for Rachel. Vulama Rimi Sani, why did you deceive me? Vayomer Lavan, Lavan said, such is not done in our place, to give the younger one before the older one. Complete the week for this one, and this one will also be given to you for the work that you're going to do for me, another 7 years. So let's just see Rashi over here, Pasuk Chaf Hei, that implies that it wasn't Leah at the nighttime. So how is it possible that it wasn't Leah at night, but it was Leah in the morning? That's because Yaakov gave over certain signs, a certain sign language to Rachel, and when Rachel saw that they were giving him Leah instead of her, Amr, she said, now my sister is going to be embarrassed. She got up and she told her those simanim, and therefore Yaakov thought it actually was Rachel at night, and he only noticed that it was Leah in the morning. And Pasuk of Zayin Rashi, complete the week for this one. Davaku, this is connected, Sharei Nakud Bechatav, Shavua Shal Zois, meaning the week of this one. Vehin Shiva Simei Mishnah, that's referring to Shavu Brachas. Bigmar Yushalmi Maid Katan. Let's just go to the last Rashi in this Pasuk, Gamez Zois, Miyab Achar Shiva Simei Mishnah, right after Sheva Brachas, V'tavod La'achar Nisua, and after you marry Rachel, so then you're going to work for another 7 years. So back to Chumash Pasuk of Ches, Vayas Yaakov Kein, Yaakov did that, Vayimali Shavu Azais, and he completed the week for that one, meaning they completed Sheva Brachas for Leah, Vayitain Leah's Rachel Bitoi Leila Isha, and then he also gave him Rachel his daughter as a wife. Vayitain Lavan L'Rachel Bitoi, and Lavan gave to Rachel his daughter as Bila Shivchasai, Bila his maidservant, Lala Shivcha to her as a maidservant. Vayavai Gamil Rachel, and he also came to Rachel, Vayav Gamis Rachel Malaya, and he loved Rachel more than Leah, Vayavad Imai Oit Sheva Shana Macheres, and he worked for him for another 7 years. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Lamed, Oit Sheva Shana Macheres, Acheres Hikishan L'Rishonos. The later ones were compared to the first ones. Marishan is Bamuna the same way that he worked faithfully for Lavan in the first 7 years. Afachrein is Bamuna, even the last 7 years, he worked for him faithfully. Va'afal Pisha Ramay is Ba'alav, even though the only reason why he had to work this other 7 years is because he was tricked and deceived. Back to Chumash Pasuk Lamed Aleph, Vayar Hashem Kisnu Aleah. Hashem saw that Leah was hated. Vayiftach Es Rachma, so he opened her womb. V'Rachel Akara, Rachel was barren. Vatar Leah Vatelid Bain, and Leah conceived and she gave birth to a son. Vatikar Shmai Reuven, and she called his name Reuven. Ki Amra, because she said, Ki Ra Hashem Ba'ani, for Hashem has seen my affliction. Ki Ato Yavani Ishi, for now my husband's going to love me. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Lamed Beis, Vatikar Shmai Reuven. Rabbi Seinu Pirshul Chazal explained, Amra, she said, Reu Ma Bain Bani Leven Chami, see the difference between my son and the son of my father in law. Shemachar Sabachar Yaakov, he sold his firstborn rights to Yaakov. Vizel Loimachar Yosef, this one, meaning Reuven, he didn't sell his firstborn rights to Yosef, and v'lo yir olav, even when the firstborn rights were given to Yosef, he didn't protest that, and v'lo yid shleir olav, not only did he not protest Yosef, al shebikish letzia min habor, he tried to take him out of the pit when he was thrown in there. Back to Chumash Pasuk Lamed Gimel, v'tahar oid, and she conceived again, v'tahelid bein, and she gave birth to another son, v'tahir, and she said, kishama Hashem kisnu anoichi, Hashem heard that I'm hated, v'yitan li gam ezeh, and he also gave me this one, v'tahir Shmai Shimon, and she called his name Shimon, v'tahar oid v'tahelid bein, and she conceived again and gave birth to a son, v'tahir, and she said, ato apam yilove ishi Eli, now my husband will be connected to me, kiolati bai shlesh abanim, because I've birthed three sons for him, alkein kar Shmai Levi, that's why I called his name Levi. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Lamed Daled, apam yilove ishi, v'fishay mos nevi'es hayu, since they were nevi'es, they had prophecy, v'yodis shen beis shvatim yotzim Yaakov v'arba nashim Yisa, they knew that 12 shvatim would come from Yaakov, and that he was going to marry four women, so you do the math. Amar, she said, me'ata ein lo pischem pe'olai, now he can't say anything against me, sh'arei natalti kol chelk yabanim, I have my entire chelik of sons, I have three sons, alkein, therefore, call me shenemer by alkein, about any shevet that says the word alkein, meruba ba'ochasin, that means that they have a very large population, chutz mi Levi, except for Levi, sh'aron ha'yem achal b'hem, because the aron was the cause of a lot of their deaths, karosh my Levi, he called his name Levi, b'kulan k'siv v'atikra, by all the other kids, it says she called his name Levi, v'zekasav by Kara, he called his name Levi, v'yesh mezh shagadah be'il advarim rabba, sh'shalcha kadosh baruch hu Gavriel, Hashem sent the Malach Gavriel, ve'viu lefanov, and he brought Levi in front of him, v'kara lo shem ze, and Hashem called him this name, v'nosan lechav dalad matnes kuna, and he gave him the 24 matnes kuna, v'ashem shel yivo matones, since he was accompanying him with gifts, kara Levi, he called him Levi, which means to accompany. Back to Chumash Pasuk Lamed Hey, v'tar oid v'teled bein, she conceived again and gave, she gave birth to a son, v'tomer, and she said, hapam oides Hashem, now I can thank Hashem, alkein kar shma Yehuda, that's why she called his name Yehuda, v'tamer miledes, and she stopped from giving birth. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Lamed Hey, hapam oides, shenatalti yosir mechelki, now I've taken more than my portion, me'ata yeshli lohoides, now I have what to thank Hashem for, because I have four boys instead of three. Back to Chumash Perek Lamed Pasuk Aleph, v'tere Rachel ki lo yaldel Yaakov, Rachel saw that she didn't birth any children for Yaakov, v'tekani Rachel b'chaisa, and Rachel was jealous of her sister, v'tomer el Yaakov, and she said to Yaakov, havali banim, bring me children, vim ein, and if not, meso noichi, I'm like dead. V'yichar af Yaakov Rachel, so Yaakov's anger birth against Rachel, v'yom, and he said, hasachas al kimo noichi, am I in place of Hashem, asher mono imech pribaten, that he has withheld from you fruit of your womb? Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Aleph, v'tekani Rachel b'chaisa, she was jealous. What type of jealousy was this? Kinev maseh ha'tovim, she was jealous of her good deeds. Amra, she said to herself, ilulei shetzot kemeni, if she wasn't more righteous than me, lo yizach selabanim, so then she wouldn't have merited children, so must be that I don't have such good deeds. Havali, she told Yaakov, bring me children. V'chikach asa avichal imcha, did your father do this to your mother? V'alei hisba'aleh, he davened for her. And she said, if I don't have children, meso naichi, it's like I'm dead. Mikan l'misha ein lebanim shechashu kemeis, we learn from here that someone that doesn't have children, it's as if they're not alive. Pasuk Beis, Yaakov had told her, hasachas v'chibim kame ani, am I in place of Hashem? Asher mamona mimech, atamart, you said she'asa ka'aba, I should do like my father. Ani eni ka'aba, I'm not like my father. Aba loy hayu lebanim, my father didn't have any children. Ani yeshli banim, I have children. Mimech man avloy mimeni, he withheld them from you, not from me. So back to Chumash Pasuk Gimel, v'taymer, and she said, hinei amasi bila b'yeleha, behold, here is my maidservant Bila, come to her, v'taylet al berkai, and she shall give birth on my knees, v'ibana gamanechi mena, and I too shall be built through her. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Gimel, al berkai t'kitargumai, like Targum translates, v'ana arabe, and I shall raise them. V'ibana gamanechi, mahu gam, what's this lashon of gam? Amrulai, she told Yaakov, zekencha Avram hayu loibana mehagar, your grandfather Avram, he had children from Hagar, v'chagar must have connected Sarah, but nonetheless, he still girded his loins, means he still davened for Sarah to have kids. Amrullah, so Yaakov responded to her, Zekenti hechnisa tzaras lebesa, my grandmother, meaning Sarah, she brought her rival into her house. She was the one that gave Hagar to Avram. So Amrullah, she told him, Ima darazem akev, if that's what's preventing me from having children, hinei amasi, here, take my maidservant. V'ibana gamanech imena, kish Sarah, just like Sarah. Ba'at chomish pasuk dalid, so v'atitan lay as Bila shivchasa le'isha, she gave him Bila, her maidservant, as a wife. V'yavayla Yaakov, Yaakov was with her. V'atahar Bila, Bila became pregnant, v'atelid Yaakov ben, and she gave birth a son to Yaakov. V'atayme Rachel, and Rachel said, Donani alikim, Hashem has judged me, v'gam shama b'kaili, he also heard my voice, v'yiten li ben, and he gave me a son, alken kar shmai don, therefore she called his name Don. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Vav, Donani alikim, Donani v'zikani, he judged me, and he found me meritorious. Back to Chumash Pasuk Zayin, v'atahar oid, and she conceived again, v'atelid Bila shivchas Rachel, v'ein chain al Yaakov, and Bila, the maidservant of Rachel, gave birth to a second son to Yaakov. V'atayme Rachel, and Rachel said, Naftule alikim niftalti imachaisi, we're going to see what that means in Rashi. Gam yochalti, I was also successful. Vatikr shmai Naftali, and she called his name Naftali. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Ches. Naftule alikim. Menachem ben Sarek pirshim machber smid pasil. Menachem ben Sarek, he explains in his little notebook, smid pasil. Chiburim me'es hamakim nischabarti imachaisi lizkais lebanim. Attachments from Hashem, I've become attached to my sister, meaning I've become like my sister to become meritorious notorious to have children. Vanim Farshay and I, says Rashi, I explain it, Lashon Ikash Ufsaltoil, stubborn and twisted. Nis Akashti Viftsarti Betsiros Vanaftulim Harbe Lamakim. I've persisted and beseeched over and over with many turnings to Hashem, Lios Shaval Achesi, to be like my sister. Gam Yecholti, Hiskamal Yadi, and he agreed to me. Vonklas Tirgim Lashon Tfilo, Unklas explains Naftali as Lashon of Tfilo, Naftula El Kim Niftalti, Bakashis Achavivos Lefanov, all the requests that are very dear to him, Niskabalti Venis Atarti Kachosi, I was accepted and my tefillah was accepted just like my sister. Niftalti Niskabal Tfilasi, my tefillah was accepted. So back to Chumash Pasuk Tes, Vatera Leah Ki Amta Milades, Leah saw that she stopped having children, Vatikach Zilpa Shifchasa, she took Zilpa, her maidservant, Vatitain Oisa Liakiv Leisha, and she gave her to Yaakov as a wife. Vatelet Zilpa Shifchas Leah Liakiv Ben, and Zilpa, the maidservant of Leah, gave birth to Yaakov, a son. Let's just see Rashi over your Pasuk Yod. Vatelet Zilpa, Bekulin Namar Hey Ryan Chutz Mizilpa, by all the other ones it says that they became pregnant and they had a child. Over here it doesn't say she became pregnant, it just says that she had a child. Since she was the youngest out of all them, the youngest in years, and it wasn't recognizable that she was pregnant. And now why is it that Leah's Shifcha was the youngest one? In order to further trick Yaakov, that's why Lavan gave Zilpa to Leah, so that Yaakov shouldn't understand that he's giving him Leah to be married to, because this was the standard practice, to give the older shifcha to the older one and the younger shifcha to the younger one. And over here, Lavan switched. He gave the younger shifcha to the older one so that Yaakov would think that he's actually marrying the younger one and not the older one. So back to Chumash Pasuk Yud Aleph, Vatomer Leah. Leah said, Ba God, good luck has come. Vatikar Shmai God, and she called his name God. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yud Aleph. Ba God, Ba Mazel Tov, good luck has come. Kamoi God Gadi Vesanukla Vedai Meloi Ha'archim L'Gad Shulchan Omer Shagad, and the Meshach explains Shanel in Mol that he was born with a bris mila. Kamoi Gaidu Ilana V'lo Yedati Aman Nechtev Teva Achas. I don't know why it's written one word, Ba God. It should be written in two separate words. Back to Chumash Pasuk Yud Beis, Vatelet Zilpa Shifchas Leah Bein Shein El Yaakov, and Zilpa, the maidservant of Leah, gave birth a second son to Yaakov. Vatomer Leah, and Leah said, Be'ashri, in my fortune, Ki Ishruni Banais, the women consider me fortunate. Vatikra Shmai Asher, and she called his name Asher. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with the fourth Aliyah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.